Humboldt County has a suicide rate that is more than twice the California state average. In honor of Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, the Southern Humboldt Family Resource Center and SoHum Health are hosting a holding space event this Friday.
September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, and so we are holding a community gathering called Holding Space, and it's for suicide prevention and awareness. We are going to offer resources and information from different service providers in the county and locally in our area. Our goal for this event is just to bring light and support and really share love with folks in our community who have experienced losses of a loved one or a family member, a friend, a colleague, a schoolmate to suicide. And in our community, just like in other communities and around the world, you know, suicide is growing in numbers and percentages. I wouldn't call it an epidemic at this point, but I do think that mental health and depression is pretty high in this area. So this event is really just to offer support, resources, and let people know that they're not alone.
That was Amy Taronas, coordinator for the Family Resource Center in Redway, who is hoping that bringing this topic out of the shadows with this free event will enable community-wide discussions and healing.
We know that there's a stigma around suicide, but I think that there's opportunity to reduce that stigma or even lift that stigma. And in our small community, there is nobody that I'm aware of that doesn't know somebody or had an experience of suicidal ideation or attempt. And so I think it's just really important that we recognize how common it is to have a suicidal ideation or to have a time in your life where you're feeling really down and out or depressed, despair. And so I think that what prolongs the suffering of that is that we can't talk about it. There's so much shame and there's so much guilt around it, you know. And that's kind of the same when we talk about substance use. Or if we, you know, talk about somebody who may have overdosed. And so there's this idea that it's somebody's fault or it's a characteristic of their personality or something, you know, a default, if you will. And I think that the more we can reduce the shame and the guilt and recognize that being a human is really hard. And sometimes we have, you know, really hard experiences and prolonged experiences or compounded experiences that make it really difficult for us to, you know, just shake off and just, you know, oh, put on that, you know, smile and just keep on keeping on. And so I think if we can share that, you know, we've all had experiences or times in our life that have been really hard. There's a saying with youth counseling, which shareable is bearable, you know, and I think in this situation too, it really is just that, to recognize that we all have some really hard times and together we can get through those hard times. Suicide is a permanent action to a usually non-permanent experience. And with that being said, I recognize too that sometimes finding the right words or the right time and the right moment to talk about it is really difficult. Even if you have good intent and you really do care and you want to show your support, sometimes that language that we just don't have. And so an event like this, I think, is powerful in so many ways. Just showing up to the event, you know, sharing it on your social media, saying, I'll be there. Or you know, if there's a picture that somebody else shares and they see that, you know, maybe their neighbor, their coach, their teacher, their cousin's there. There's unconscious kind of language happening there. And it's like, if I see somebody showing up to an event like this, it lets me know that if I have times of trouble or need, that person might be a safe person for me to go to. So there's this unspoken presence or power of presence at an event like this.
Many find themselves unable to discuss suicide, the stigma around it silencing those that suffer and those that are grieving.
I think sometimes there's this idea that like somebody who is grieving or wounded, you know, it's like, oh, put a Band-Aid on it, you know, but the person needs stitches, you know, like, and it's one of those things where I think we minimize what we need. We minimize how bad it hurts. I think that's just something we do in society all the time, regardless if it's a, you know, bruised knee or a twisted ankle, you know. We just want to minimize it. We don't want to put anybody else in any type of way which they have to endure our pain either. And I think that this event is a place where people can show up and say, in a way, I'm here to take on other people's pain. I'm here to be willing to share in the grief. You know, I'm not scared of some tears. mine or yours, you know? And I think that it's a safe place to do that. And if we can create a safe place, then in this community setting, I think it also will give people tools to be able to create a safe place within their home or within their own smaller community or friendship group.
Southern Humboldt has been marked by the devastating loss of community members to suicide. In line with national averages, men are 3 times more likely to commit suicide than women, leading Taronis to issue an invitation to the area's male population.
I want to personally invite the men in our community, because if we think about who and how our community members are passing and who are really suffering, we really understand that our men are suffering. And when we look at our numbers and we look at the long list of people in our community we've lost, oftentimes, and as we know, the highest percentages are men, and I would even say our boys. And so I think that if we can have strong men role model the ways to grieve and to hold space for others, I feel like we can break that generational cycle within our male community members. And I do think that it's going to take strong, healthy men to show up to events like this, to show our boys that it's okay and that they're welcome.
Taronis has shared that the event and discussion that surrounds it can open up meaningful conversation.
The other thing that I've been aware of is when I share the flyer, if I talk about it in the community, more often than not, the person I'm talking to will tell me of a situation that they've experienced or the loss of a loved one that they've experienced. And so what I'm noticing is, one, the idea around suicide is so much more prevalent than we understand or perceive it to be. And then also the power is just being able to talk about it, you know, asking a friend, hey, I saw that this event is happening. Do you want to come with me? And so, you know, the power that support or invitation can have is really meaningful too.
The event on Friday, September 6th, will feature music, food, and community support. Attendees are encouraged to bring a photo or item to place on the community altar to remember the ones lost. And there will be an opportunity to share a poem or other meaningful statement. Mental health resources will be on site. The event will take place at the Garberville Town Square from 5 to 7 p.m. with a butterfly release at the end. For more information, call 923-1147 or email frc@shcd.org. This is Lisa Music reporting for KMUN News.